the franchisee is doing, I'm going to say, nothing but going to the event and scanning. That had nothing to do with the logistics, the shipping, right, the fulfillment piece.
Yeah, you just, I mean, honestly, the work is booking the event. Like,
welcome back to the Pursuit of Profit podcast. I hope you enjoy this episode with Tom Hodgson, president of Shrunk3D. Today, we're discussing Tom's successful track record building franchise brands, how this is leading the first 3D scanning franchise, that's money-making event opportunities, licensing deals, and national accounts with universities, military, and athletes. All opinions expressed by Cliff, Justin, and podcast guests are solely their own opinions and do not reflect the opinion of Phrenosity and Pursuit of Profit. I think this is unique. Justin, you could kick us off because I think it's exciting that we're on location, right?
There we are.
Justin, kick us off.
We're recording on location. Tom Hodgson, who is now the brand president of Shrunk3D, the first 100% mobile 3D scanning booth. We're just learning that you're also a third partner in a franchise for Shrunk3D in Columbus, and you're currently at an event making statues for police officers.
Yeah, we just had a guest walk in as we speak. That's what kind of held me up there for a second. But yeah, it's awesome. That's what we do, is we capture memories in 3D. So we're a photographer at heart, but we just create this really awesome photography experience where you go inside the photo booth. You do have to be in the booth. There's 95 cameras in there, 8 projectors. The science behind it's called photogrammetry. So we were able to take a picture simultaneously. It actually takes 2 photos, so 190 images in 1/3 of a second. And all the cadet had to do is stand there. Boom, their picture's taken. Comes up on a flat screen TV, all 190 images from every angle. They approve it like a normal photography experience, like, oh, wait, I didn't smile, or, ooh, if it was me, I'd need to like suck it in a little bit more and redo it, right? And then we just delete it and we would take it again. But once they okay that experience, then we just upload that image. Our digital team gets involved from the artist side of this. And we take those 190 images, we touch it up, we make the color just pop and perfect. You know, in this case, police officer's badge, we'll make sure it's perfect so you could see even the numbers on it. And then they just pick their size. And in this case, that was a 7-inch statue she just did. We can do a custom base and put the police logo right on the base of it. So the Columbus Police Department's logo will be right on the base. And she put her badge number right on the front. So we are going to render that into a 3D model, which takes a couple days with our designers. But to make sure it becomes a perfect rendering of them, as perfect as it can be. It is a high definition scan, so it does print in high def. And then we send it to our printers. We print it, vapor smooth it, seal it, box it, and ship it right to our front door. It takes 3 to 4 weeks typically to get one back from us as like a normal photography experience. We got a line, looks like, out there right now of people just running through trying to capture those memories. It looks like a couple, probably their mom and dad, getting in there with them right now. So that would be a 3-person statue.
This is interesting. I think it's great. It actually validates the opportunity. So the event is over, but you're staying because the demand is there and people keep coming to the booth.
Yeah, this is the first time we've done the Columbus Police Department. We were just asked to come to the graduation. So I guess we just got to know that we don't need to be here before it starts. We need to be here when it ends, right? So that obviously that's, the families are coming out probably after they just had their coffee and bottled water and donuts inside or something. They are police
officers.
How
many hours were you there? How many hours, Tom, were you there?
I got here at like 10 a.m. We got set up in about 5 minutes. So we were just kind of hanging out. But they have the police, they have the SWAT team, they have the canine unit, motorcycle unit, a helicopter flew in, landed here. So they kind of have all the different parts. And then Shrunk3D is the only non-police officer here. And we're set up in this little barricaded area and the families are walking out. They see us first. We have a tablecloth. It's like, you know, 3D photography, capture memories here in 3D.
there's like a foundation that the police department has for any of the fallen police officers, and we're actually donating 10% of the proceeds for anybody that gets shrunk today back to their heroes.
I love the dog, the canine. I think that's cool. If I was a motorcycle cop, I can't put my motorcycle in your trailer to take the photos. Do you have the ability to take like a police Harley Davidson and incorporate it in my scan?
We can't obviously get the motorcycle inside the booth. However, they do have models of those that they can buy inside the gift shop of the motorcycle. Maybe they're like sitting there. And we do this with like our cake toppers for weddings, where we have them to sit on a bench and then we Photoshop out the bench, And then you can put it on your mantle, the cake. In this case, he can put it on the motorcycle. He or she can put it right there on the motorcycle. So it might not be perfect, but what I told him was like, hey, let's just have your hand out like this. And then we'll just size your statue to, you know, if you do have a replica of the bike, and then you can just make it look like you have your hand on the seat of the motorcycle. I was like, well, you have to remember that we are printing in 3D. So like the spokes could break, the pedals could break, right? I mean, it is printing in 3D. So it is 3D printing. And so we want to make sure that we are thinking through the photography experience, make sure that the customer is getting something that they're not going to be disappointed with. So what we told them was like, we could thicken up the wheels and just not show spokes. We could have them sitting there. Like if you had a bike stand that holds the bike up, we could have you like kind of gripping the brakes, standing on the pedals, and then that like kind of supports it. Then we could print it that way. So that was one of the scans that we ended up doing this morning, which is the first time I've actually done that. So we'll see how that one goes.
Very cool. So as a franchisee, you have a mobile booth studio. It's a trailer that you trail around with an SUV or a pickup truck. You're invited to this event. People start lining up they go into the booth in seconds. They're scanned, pose or position they want to be in. What are the sizes of these statues?
Anywhere from 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8, and then even a 9-inch statue.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
So we can get a, you know, I would say probably the most popular sizes is 6, 7-inch statues are probably the most popular. And, you know, we sell a lot of those because they are kind of like an action figure type size. So like different events that we do, we actually call it an action figure. You know, if we go to a Comic-Con or something like that. Oh, this is so cool. We were at a WWE event where they had a lot of like throwback wrestlers there. And we just had signs like, get your own action figure. And it was just like people lining up. And we don't have to have the base on it, so the feet are what holds it up. So we can kind of really create it with a base, without a base. One person, two person, three person. If that somebody did want to have a whole group, a family, a whole chess set for that matter, we could do, we could just do like a reference photo, upload it to our designers. And then from there, we would scan everybody individually, but put everybody together.
So the franchisee's role here is to get into these events, sell the scans, and corporate, Shrunk 3D Corporate is fulfilling the orders. You're actually manufacturing the statues, yes, and delivering them to the customer.
Correct. Our franchisees have one main goal, which is book events and obviously execute on the scanning side, making sure that we're putting us in the best position to be successful. As we talked about, you know, you want to make sure how the position is. You don't want to sell a 3-inch statue and have like somebody pointing like this, and then the statue falls or something, a finger breaks off. We don't, you know, if they want to do that pose, then we want to say you probably want to do a 6, 7, 8, or 9-inch, heavier, thicker, right? And it's a bigger, more supportive. And these are plastic, so you know, it's not like they're really fragile by any means, but you know, size is gonna, you know, matter.
They're super realistic too, Cliff. I saw them. Kim Moreno, who's been developing this brand from Franchise Fastlane, had a few figurines, statues, I guess you call them, at the last conference that we were at, and they're incredible. I mean, it's something where like you'd be proud to have something like this.
I've not seen them in person, but I know enough franchising people that have had it done, and they'll post it next to their face on LinkedIn. And I've seen competitors do it, and it's facial distortion. It doesn't look anything like them. Your product is, you use the phrase hyper-realistic. hyper accurate. I agree with you. You may have the most realistic figurine that I have seen in this space. I mean, it's definitely a disruptor. You definitely have the technology. Why don't we? I think we're just kind of like going over. Tom, you have a really interesting background. Just back us up for a minute and just tell us who you are. I know you're deeply ingrained in franchising. You've built a successful brand. Tell us, and obviously you're a very hands-on president. My goodness, like you're literally in the field sweating, like doing this. You're super hands-on. Go back to your beginning. How'd you get involved in all this? What's your background?
Yeah, so I got into franchising back in 2007. I had a brand called Color World Painting, and I founded that brand back in 1997. You know, we started expanding throughout the U.S., and I said, man, there's got to be an easier way to do this. So I found franchising, went to my first IFA convention, actually ended up cutting my teeth, not franchising Color World at that time, but actually caught on with Five Star Painting, was a partner with those guys. When they exited to Neighborly, I actually stuck around with Scott Abbott, and we created Five Star Holiday Decor, which Color World did a lot of holiday lighting. That was part of our brand. So we were kind of ahead of the curve on lighting back in those days. Sold that off to some guys in Canada, started another brand, which was Five Star Christmas Trees, which is the first ever Christmas tree delivery brand. We sold that. And then I stepped away from Five Star Franchising back in 2014. I still had Color World the whole time. And I decided, you know, I'm going to take everything I've kind of learned with those guys and really apply it to hands-on at Color World and figure out how we could really utilize what I learned. And we created that brand. Fast forward that to about 3 years ago, I sold that to private equity, Authority Brands, bought that. I stayed on for about 18 months. In the meantime, I knew I was going to leave after that 18-month period. And I just wanted to get into something that was not serviced, quite honestly, and wanted to see, you know, cut my teeth into something new where I wanted to try to challenge myself. Been in the service space the whole time. And I was introduced to Shrunk 3D. The two founders, Zach and Micah, had this really cool concept. Looked into it, said, this is exactly what I'm looking for, is something unique, different. Obviously, in the painting business, very competitive. This has virtually no competition in what we're doing. But because it is so new and different, I just knew that this was going to be a home run. And I invested into it. I gave them the seed money to franchise. Stepped back, watched them grow. As you mentioned, Franchise Fastlane is who we hired to franchise it, which Color World was one of their first five brands at Fastlane. So I was already familiar with Franchise Fastlane. And from that standpoint, we started to grow really fast. And the guys did not have the ability to be able to probably sustain that growth without having my experience in franchising, especially coming out of Authority Brands, where there was over 1,600 franchisees there. Really got to see how to run like successful larger brands that were even bigger than Color World. And so I had a lot of experience bringing to the table. The guys said, hey, Tom, this thing looks like it's really going to kick off. So about 8 months ago, I became the brand president. We had 12 8 months ago. We have 52 franchisees right now. We just had a confirmation day last month where we actually had to have two separate ones because we had, I think, a total of 10 different buying groups. There are slowly signing on. And then we just had five more yesterday. I just got back into town late last night. We're having five more groups here in July. So we're growing like crazy and just kind of leading the brand. But I do like to be at these events because it gives me the ability to learn. And especially as we're growing and we're such a young brand that we, you know, I could talk to a franchisee and say, look, I was just at this event. This is how people react to the brand. This is what you need to say. This is what you need to do. This is how you interact. You need power to be on the inside, or you need to be outside and have gasoline ready to go, you know, whatever. That the little nuances of just being a good operator. And so coming back to my days of painting, you know, knowing I started off painting houses originally and then grew it and sold it to private equity, right? So I want to do the same thing here where I want to be in the weeds and I could coach and train and show people and lead how to run a successful Shrunk 3D franchise.
Love it. You're a good leader.
I got to say, I'm surprised to hear the growth here. It sounds like you guys are gaining some steam. You kind of got off to a slow start initially. I think a lot of people just didn't know what to think. We've never seen anything like this in franchising. Is there demand for this? Are people willing to spend this kind of money for this type of a thing? So I'm assuming you now have some franchisees who are seeing success and improving the business model. If you're starting to award this many units, it must be working. You have heard from so many exciting franchise brands in a podcast, and you may be sitting there thinking about which ones could be the best fit for you. If this is the case, give us a call. We provide a free consulting service to prospective small business owners like yourself, and we will help you take a disciplined approach to determining which brands could be the best fit for you. Call or text us at 561-277-3710 or visit www.franosity.com. That's www.franosity.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Oh yeah, we're literally coast to coast from Delaware, the state of Delaware, all the way to LA, San Diego, San Francisco. So we have, you can imagine the events that we're going to start to see there with some of the biggest Comic-Cons in the country. We are landing contracts with Ohio State licensing. We're in talks with Georgia, LSU. We just got Tennessee, Clemson University, Vanderbilt, Syracuse. We're starting to land all of these license deals so we can go in and set up NIL deals, but we can also be a part of like game day experiences, you know, student life, kids moving into actual dorms this summer, right? So we want to be on campus, be a part of those events. You got all these collective, the donors, people donating money. We want to work with the school to say, hey, let's get these guys a really cool gift for donating. You know, we just scammed Brutus at Ohio State. We want to be able to take him, make it look like he's wrapping his arm around you, Justin. You know, we can actually Photoshop that in and you get this really cool, you know, thank you gift for donating to the university. Like, we want to do cool stuff like that. But we have a national contract with Varsity Spirit, which is a cheerleading competition. It has like 450 events across the nation. We plugged in the tail end of that last year as we got into the first part of this season. And then in October, we're going to be back at it with them again, doing obviously even more events now that we have more franchisees that can plug into those. We just got another cheerleading competition committee that's all out cheerleading. They've just signed us to a deal. So we're a part of those guys now. So yeah, we have what we call kind of what national accounts, if you will, where we have events too, where we're trying to help franchisees be able to plug in. And really that's all our franchisees really responsibility is to book events. But if we can also assist and help land these deals, it's going to be easier for them to scan. So, you know, if your favorite team is Ohio State and you're in LA seeing us at an event and you see that we have the license to put the logo on there on that base of that statue, you could go, hey, you know, it might be more of a reason why you would want to do it. You know, it might be an impulse buy, like, oh my gosh, this is cool. Wait a minute. I could look like I can have the Ohio State logo on the base too. Now we pay Ohio State a fee for the licensee to be able to use that license, but so it's not maybe as profitable, but it might be the only reason why they got scanned. So we want to be able to do really cool things like that. And just obviously just working with our local communities, right? I mean, I talked about running Color World Painting, right? Like, I would have jumped all over this. I did this with my own kids. I sponsored baseball teams, right? The local team, putting my Color World logo on a banner. Well, with Shrunk 3D, we can actually use this as a promotional product too. We could say, hey, look, we want to have Shrunk 3D here locally sponsor those 12 kids on that baseball team, get our logo, our Shrunk 3D logo on that banner. But even better, what if we had Color World kick in a little bit extra and we just get every kid a free statue, but we put the Color World logo on the base as an example? How cool would that be? Like, no parents throwing that away. And all of a sudden now Color World would have that logo on there and they get their little cool Shrunk 3D statue. So we want to use this too as promotional products locally, but we're also in the talks with college football playoffs of being there at the championship game, at their game day experience, bowl games, right? As gifts to the football players. Like, we want to be in so many different areas where gifting these as like products and thank you gifts could be huge for the brand. And then as people learn about getting shrunk, which is what our tagline is, get shrunk. Guess what? If you have kids seeing their favorite player get scanned, if we had this last year when Marvin Harrison Jr. was here at Ohio State, I probably would not have been able to keep up with printing. And that's the perfect thing about this brand is zero inventory, right? People just go online if they want to buy a Marvin Harrison Jr. If we had him scanned, we don't. But if we did, we would have had him, probably people just ordering them, and we would just print them, ship them, print, ship. We have no inventory. Ohio State wouldn't have to have inventory. So it's just really cool idea that our franchisees have no responsibility for the print side.
So bring me back to how the franchisee benefits here, right? So we're talking about NIL deals, which is name, image, and likeness. This is how college athletes get paid. If I'm the franchisee there in Ohio and I do that scan for Marvin Harrison Jr. and all of his fans want to buy these shrunk 3D statues, the franchisee is getting paid a percentage of all those sales?
It's just like that cadet walking into my trailer right now and give me their credit card. It works the exact same way. Shrunk website is underneath shop, shrunk 3D statues. Eventually, we're going to have a different scans, and same thing with all the different schools as we start to scan the players, which we're just now in the midst of getting into this right now. But as we start to build that library and the players can start promoting it, the schools can start promoting it, and then we can promote them at our events, every franchisee that has a licensed deal. Now, this could be anybody, right? It could be an influencer. It could be a football player. It could be a professional athlete. It could just be a fundraising opportunity for Ronald McDonald House, which is something that we're doing right now too. So the franchisee benefits by whoever gets the licensed deal gets it. It's connected to their POS system. They buy 10, they buy 50. They could wake up one morning and have 20 sold, right? After a football game. So, and then we can use those statues too at events, so we could just put our arm around them.
Justin, let's get into some numbers, some investment levels, some item 19. This is interesting, very interesting. Trailer, mobile, has to be low investment, proprietary technology, national accounts. You're being embraced by everyone you go to. It's novel. You have no real known competitor. If you do, the product's inferior. Let's get into the investment level. What's it cost to do this?
Well, yeah, to buy a territory, it's $49.5 to buy the franchise. That's the franchise fee. The trailer is $125,000, but you do get the startup package and everything with that as well. So you're getting everything you need to set up for the event: the tablecloths, business cards, tent, the signage, brochures. The hat, get two of these hats, get some nice shrunk 3D polos. It's like a whole kit in the trailer, laptop, tablet. The tablet connects like via internet inside the trailer. So you can, as we had that line out there, that tablet I was actually getting passed down the line. People were putting their info and it was automatically populating inside our software. So then you just pull up, hey, it's Cliff. Okay, yeah, Cliff, there you are. You're in our system. Go get your picture taken. 1/3 a second, you're done. You're happy with your picture. We save it. 6-inch statue. You're in. You're out. Honestly, once you get past that, outside of the marketing dollars that you want to put towards this, to this point, believe it or not, our franchisees really have not done any marketing. It's word of mouth, working within event planners, getting part of Chamber of Commerce, doing those different things, figure out B2B. We are now ready for marketing. We are telling our franchisees now, hey, do some marketing, set up some photography shoots. One of the things that we kind of stumbled across is team building activities. Companies are hiring us just to go to their office, scan all 30 people in their office, having lunch out there, having something fun to do with their team, that type of stuff. So we're trying to build on that. We've done corporate events. We did an IFA convention last year in Phoenix. Everybody there at the IFA loved it. We actually ended up winning the number one award for as a vendor, which we weren't even really considering ourselves a vendor. We were just there to actually do some photography experiences for the board members and for the IFA. And they stuck us in a far back corner, gave us some vouchers, said, hey, when they come through, scan them. But all of a sudden, everybody just came around our trailer. There was a crowd around it the whole time. And our franchisee there did, crazy revenue. I probably can't say from an earnings claim standpoint, but they did really well in the 3 hours on one day and 3 hours the next day. But it definitely paid for itself and some for them being there, just because everybody just thought it's cool to have little, which is probably why you saw it on LinkedIn, right? You saw everybody with their statues, right? They probably got it from that event. So it was a lot of fun.
Without getting into earnings claims, Tom, what numbers can we talk about? Can we talk about average ticket? Give us something here.
Yeah. So our average sale right now is $200, and I want to say it was $48, give or take, is our average sale that we have listed in the FDD there. Again, it all really comes down to how many events, right? Some of our first franchisees, as every brand does, they're like, you want to be part-time? Come on in, test this brand out. So we do have a lot of franchisees at the beginning just doing like weekend events. We're not looking for that person anymore. We are looking for somebody that wants to run this thing full-time, hire somebody, come in, run this, go book events. Let's do 20 events a month. And then where we start to get the statues and licenses, hopefully you're selling more and more statues, get those scans, and then those continue to sell. So as we're building this, we are really working towards it. We're hoping that this can be $1 million revenue business, right? That's what we want this to be.
I could see, I was saying to Cliff earlier, I could see the weekend warriors out there licking their chops saying, this is kind of like a food truck. I spend maybe a few hours a week booking some events. I take the trailer out to do the events on the weekends, make some extra cash. If I could make 30, 50, 60K a year extra, it's kind of cool. But you're saying, no, we think if we have an owner operator committing full time to this thing, this could be way bigger than that. We could have seven-figure businesses here.
Yeah, I've had a lot of conversation here recently with a lot of people that want to invest into it and just hire somebody. So we've brought on some resources like Jazz HR has now come board with us as a preferred vendor to help us start hiring those key people. I've had some conversations with people that book events for a living and have approached me and said, Tom, you know, have you thought about letting us book events for your franchisees? Haven't really thought about that. I mean, that's going to make our franchisees' life a lot easier. Now they're going to probably take a percentage of that. But if they could tie us in and land us a Comic-Con at a top level, and then they have a bunch of events like we did with the Varsity Cheer, right? That could be across the nation. Those types of things could be home runs for us. So, you know, as people listen to these podcasts, hopefully some of those people can see it, reach out to me. We want to do events every day. Those are during the week, Monday through Friday, doing team building stuff, corporate events, people holding a convention. And then the weekends are weddings, sporting events, sports games. You have the business busy every day. I'll always go back to painting. They'll say, how much money can I make a painting if I have a painting crew? Well, you can double your money if you have two painting crews. You have three painting crews, right? Same thing. So eventually, as you start to churn down events, then, you know, it's maybe time to buy that second trailer.
Do you think about markets like South Florida, Orlando, Vegas? I mean, you get into some of these massive corporate events.
You had me at those Comic-Con people, the cosplay, I could totally see. They love that stuff. I could see you doing all day.
Oh, yeah. You should see some of those statues we have. Yeah, you have the Renaissance festivals are big for us. Rodeos have been really, really good. You know, so, I mean, there's so many, I mean, you can go so many different directions with this. But the key to this business is pre-registration. We want people to know we're here and be ready. You can't just pull off the trailer at, you know, a strawberry festival. Maybe you can. I don't know. I mean, we have had people do well at them, but a farmer's market, probably a better example, right? And they're just like in their flip-flops, sweatpants, you know, just slopping around, like getting their coffee, probably not ready to like get their picture taken. But you could have that event, network, try to get those other events. And then if you advertise you're going to be there, come there. We had that example where somebody was following us on social media and they brought seven people to an event like that. And all of a sudden, those were the seven people we scanned that day at that two-hour farmer's market event. So we didn't scan anybody that was really there, but we scanned somebody that knew we were going to be there. So we know that those are the things that we're learning now that as we start to mature as a brand, that we can really coach our franchisees on how to market that you're going to be at an event and then market, throw some marketing dollars there, and then people could come in and be a part of that photography experience.
If I'm taking the image, I'm the franchisee and I've scanned the people. So now I have a scan. It's a digital file. Who's actually doing the printing, the packaging, and the shipping?
Yeah, so we have a team at our corporate office that manage it. Once the franchisee uploads it into our software, then we assign it at corporate to our designers. And we have actually designers all over the world. So every time we add a franchisee on, we train a new designer. So we don't ever have that bottleneck, right? we have now, I don't know, probably 50 plus designers now that are either training or are ready to go, because not all 52 of our franchisees all have trailers yet. So they're also in training as well, our designers. So as they start to get better and we work with them, and our franchisees launch 3 months after they sign, typically they get their trailer after pre-training and all that stuff, then our designers are kind of ready to go, and then they're ready to do events. And so once the designers get them, then they send them back to us, like they're good to go. We then send them off to our printers. We outsource our printing currently, and we have a team in Chicago that works with us for all of our HP printers, and they print all of them. And we can print 20 at a time. We have over 12 that are dedicated to just Shrunk 3D. We're not even anywhere near capacity, and they can run those 24 hours a day.
What is the total cost to make a figurine, including the day I spent at the event scanning the person to get the file to you, to package, ship, and edit and modify? What are the cogs on something like this?
Yeah, so it kind of honestly depends upon size.
Stick with the average, the 248 average ticket.
Yeah, that's a 56% margin right there.
Interesting. And the franchisee is doing, I'm going to say, nothing but going to the event and scanning. They had nothing to do with the editing, adding the lacrosse stick, cleaning up the colors. They had nothing to do with the logistics, the shipping, right, the fulfillment piece.
Yeah, you just go book. Honestly, the work is booking the event. Like you go to a cake shop and you tell them, look at our cool cake toppers. And all of a sudden you give them one, they put it out there. Somebody comes in once to like look at for weddings. They're like, wait a minute, this is Shrunk 3D. They see, oh wait, you can also be like a photo booth at the wedding. You could also be gifts and favors for the wedding. Next thing you know, you're doing a topper, you're doing gifts and favors, and then they're using us like a big, like a photo booth. Like we're looking at being at the photo booth convention in February out in Las Vegas. Like we're just going to bring the trailer there. Ideally, we want to get ideas on how they market themselves for events. Because, you know, again, we're in the event business and we're not really a vendor, right? We're there to make somebody's event better and interactive and fun. But that's what we are. Some of our franchisees were confused a little bit at the beginning. They were sitting there like paying a vendor would, like a food truck, to be somewhere, which we enhance that experience for the people that are running that event. But, you know, we shouldn't be there. That's why we like to do a lot of rev share with our people, because we want to split the profits with somebody. So they promote that we're going to be there. They're promoting us, and then we're there, and people are having fun, and people want to come back.
Yeah, Justin, we went to F1. Would you have not gotten your image taken and, you know,
it's sort of, I'm thinking about sporting events, athletic events, marathons, running races, Tough Mudders, CrossFit, anything that you'd want to commemorate at an event.
Exactly. Tom, it's very interesting. I'll be honest with you. I did view this as and look, we're comfortable enough to admit, like when you miss something, we viewed this as part-time, keep your career, do this on the side. Like how many places are you really going to bring your trailer? The more you speak to you and the more you learn about the brand, the more you see these accounts, if someone actually did this full time, they would need more than one trailer. Just working with local bakeries, to your point, and you're banging those out, is just remarkable to me. All I have to do is events and scan, right? Events and scan. Just keep banging that out. What a model.
So, you know, we've kind of locked it in now. We're looking for people that are like salesy, right? Like, you know, you gotta be a salesperson. You're out there, you're convincing somebody why they should have their event. As I just told you, right? Like, we're going to make your event better. You need to have us there. We're not going to charge you. We'll be there, you know? In some cases, you know, we've had corporate events ask, how much are you going to charge us? Like, just commit to 50 statues or whatever it might be that you want to have us at. Same thing for a wedding. Like, you have 150 people there. Let's just scan a third of them, prepay for, you know, a 4-inch statue, $100 a pop. We'll do it wholesale. Let's go. Let's get us there. $5,000. We're ready to go. And then,
Tom, I'm at an event. Two cameras don't work.
Right.
Something's not working. What's the backup plan? How do I get back online? I'm at an event. I have a misstep. How do I salvage that? What redundancies have you put in place?
Yeah. So you can actually have 10% of your cameras down and still be cool. So if we have 95 cameras, you know, you can have all those 10 down. Actually, today when we pulled up, we had one down. all I did was shut everything down, rebooted, and it was back up. Not overly complicated. I mean, when they're at training after 6 weeks of pre-training, when they're there, that's actually what we're doing, is we're teaching up for like 6 hours on how to troubleshoot their trailer. So it's just like, you know, honestly, I'm not the tech guy by any means. And I just go, I'm rebooting, and 9 times out of 10, that fixes it, right? It's, you know, you just, when in doubt, you just shut it off, right? So it's not, we try to make this purposely pretty dummy proof. And I'm usually the dummy that's out there trying to like break it. So, and Micah is our IT guy. He's the guy that came from Silicon Valley and the one that developed the software. So, you know, I'm always challenging him on what we can do next. And I'm the visionary guy. And Zach, who's the other founder, is really hands-on when it comes to like ordering the trailers and making sure these things are getting put together and helping me just support our staff and that type of stuff. So we work really well as a team, and we've got great support. We're adding new people every day to our team, and we just got a brand new office down in Charleston, just continuing to expand, and we're here to support our franchisees probably even better than in a lot of cases other franchisors, because we're doing the
back
end.
That software is proprietary, Micah controls and whole. Yes. Okay.
And
so there's a barrier to entry to competition.
Micah is, you know, we do have backup contingencies if he gets ran over by a car tomorrow, but yeah, he is the brains of the operation, where, you know, if something's not working right, you know, we obviously have other people that can help support that. But yeah, we go to him. I'm like, Micah, we need drop downs for the Ohio State logo, the Tennessee logo, you know, like, how do we make this easy? How do we make this trackable so we can pay our licensing fees? You're right. So Mike is in the behind the scenes doing those things. So we're, you know, we're looking, we've had a lot of people go, you know, I have this picture of my dead father. I want to do the custom OHIO. You know, can I have them photoshopped into there? So we want to be able to create an avatar that you can take the face of your father. You can kind of make it look like him, you know, put a beer belly, whatever it might be, right? Dad bod, whatever it might be on there, put a jersey on them. We have that license. Then we can put them right in there, and then you can have the three family members get scanned in the booth. And the avatar might not be as great a quality, but be there. So we're working on that right now as another source. And then, you know, we still have people that like bobblehead type models. And, you know, why keep saying no to that? So we're looking at partnering with somebody that they can come in our trailer, we can scan them, and then we can, you know, work with this company that can create that. So, you know, we want to look at other alternatives as well. We have a lot of fun t-shirts we're trying to sell too, about getting shrunk. So, you know, a lot of different ways to try and generate some additional revenue for our franchisees is all coming down the pipeline here in 2025. Those are all things that we're looking at adding on. We have our first annual conference in Las Vegas in October. So we're excited to have a bunch of our franchisees getting together and learning, you know, how we can all support each other.
Justin, this market, this is a $15 billion market, souvenirs globally.
I was going to say, this is one of those instances where I understood the model, but I don't, up until this pod, I don't think I really saw how big the opportunity was. I just didn't see it. But it could be, again, with the right person. Every business is a sales business. You still have to go out and execute and sell it, right? People aren't going out of their way to look for this necessarily. You got to get in front of people.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, that's our challenge, right? I haven't really tried to put a bunch of money in marketing. Nobody's Googling, you know, give me a miniature of myself, you know? So, you know, it's just a, you know, you got to see it and you got to talk about it. And like I said, it's like a promotional product in a way. So I find those right opportunities and people gravitate towards it when they see it, they like it, they want it. But you got to understand it is a photography experience, right? So it's a couple $100 price point. You know, my wife just booked our fall photos, guys. $295 for 15 minutes with this photographer. We still haven't bought the pictures or framed it yet. So, you know, we're kind of like in line with that. I mean, we're not really that much different than just hiring a typical average photographer to go do a picture for your Christmas photos. So, you know, you got to think of it that way as well, is that this is a photography experience, but you're getting something that no one else can get you either. So where else are you going to go get? We had a consultant at our, if you know, Rudy at FCC, he was actually at our meet team day yesterday. He's walking around his little Rudy, showing everybody his little Rudy. We're like, careful how you're saying that, buddy. But yeah.
I like the Christmas ornament angle. I think that's cool too, to cherish the loved one, making an ornament out of it. Yeah, there's a lot to do here. I like it. All the sporting events, the weddings, the cosplay, it just goes on and on. I really didn't think about it. I also heard someone saying they went to assisted living facilities and scanned everyone. You know, it's like, these are your final days. It's yep. like, do you have a picture? I visited my grandmother. I got my scan with her. It, you know, just like little things like that at the That's tail cool. end, final phase of life. You cherish it, right? There's so much to there's so many places you could take this. Tom, I cannot thank you enough for doing this out in a hot summer day. Honestly, you're such a hands-on leader. I love that. Very impressive.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Thanks, guys.